What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Make Builders First Source your destination for professional window and exterior door installation services. Add value and beauty to your home with trusted brands like Anderson, Pella, Therma-Tru, and more. Then have your new windows and doors installed properly the first time with their expert Builders First Source installation team, done right with quality products and services. Visit one of your other locations in Clinton Township or Shelby Township, or online at buildersfirstsource.com. That's buildersfirstsource.com.
Was that a statement win last night for our Tigers? What makes you feel better about them? Okay, the scores are one thing, right? They're winning games. But I think the thing, if you're going to hang your hat on something, I really am starting to feel much better of late about the bullpen. And I don't know that we can say that it's lock it up. Melton's going to be a reliable arm in the bullpen. But you think about, what has Melton been given? He had one start and he was bad. That was the game at Pittsburgh. Then he started another game, was pretty good. Then he came out of the bullpen, long relief, was good again. Then he started again, was good again. Then he went short relief. Now he's gone short relief, Scott. He's good as short relief.
That's right.
So is Melton, between Melton, Lang's return, and the addition of Kyle Finnegan, Vest being consistent, I mean, that's four arms. And then other wild cards. And the wild cards are Urquidy and Sewald. You still have a possibility of Holton. Yeah. Holton Hanafy.
Yeah, Hanafy's back on the team. Gibson Long. Yep. They've got some guys.
They've got some guys.
And you pointed out last year they got contributions from guys that people didn't expect. And if they're able to manage this bullpen, which is a big task. But we've seen Hinch and Fetter handle it.
Yep.
So seeing that this bullpen has been very good since the trade deadline, with an ERA right around 3, top 10 in baseball, I think it's 6th overall in baseball during that stretch, that's good to know. What was really encouraging last night was the Flaherty start.
Oh.
7 innings, just, 3 hits and a couple of walks. I think it had 9 strikeouts. Scoreless innings that he pitched. Jack Flaherty, I didn't realize this until yesterday when I started doing a little research in his game log. I mean, he's in his last 7 starts, 4 have been against really good baseball teams and 3 against really bad baseball teams. He failed miserably against the bad teams, but he rose to the occasion in each one of the 4 starts against the good teams. He has been really, really good against the good teams during this stretch. And I think that's encouraging to see, because that's the knock, right? People say, oh, well, great, you're able to beat up a bad team. Well, no. He's pitched awfully well against the good teams. Now, it would be nice if he pitched awfully well against all the teams.
I would think.
But last night could be a start of better things to come.
All right, so the Powerball is now at $643 million.
Whew.
The drawing is tomorrow. Gator, do you envision buying tickets?
Well, I just gave Cheryl up front $5.
Oh, so you're in.
So there's that part, yeah. But will I go buy my own tickets? More than likely, yeah.
Kang, you?
I'm in.
All right.
Yeah.
It's reached the threshold.
Are you in? Are you in with the station?
No, I'm gonna go rogue purchase on this one. I'm gonna go freelance.
Okay.
I know that's a risk. It's when you get in the office once. It's insurance is what you're buying.
100%.
Yeah. Gator bought insurance, and Kenny's going to go buy insurance. Doug, you've never bought insurance.
No, I don't.
I'm going to opt out.
It's not my thing. All right. So, couple things here. Gator, if you win,
yeah,
are you going to handle your finances by yourself? Are you going to hire one financial advisor, or are you going to hire a team of people to help you, like a tax expert, a financial advisor, a estate planner, just an attorney. How big is your team, or are you going solo?
There's a team.
There's a team.
It's Team Gator.
Okay.
It absolutely would be a team. Not that I've given it any thought, Doug. Every day for the last several years. I think about this a lot and think about like what your first move is. You find out you've got the winning ticket. What do you do? Like, what's the first thing you do? Who do you call first?
Yeah.
Like, call an attorney first. Let's make sure we get everything locked up here. And then, okay, let me talk to my financial advisor and see, okay, we need to get a plan for when the money comes in officially. Because after taxes, it's probably close to $200 million tax-free. Let's talk about a plan there. And then it goes to other things, but because I don't want people to know right away that this guy just won the cash.
Right.
So there are other
plans. You're going to get everything buttoned up before you go claim it.
All yes. Right.
Can you thought about this?
Of course I've thought about it.
Financial advisor, estate planner.
All of it.
Personal
line
lawyer.
It up. Yep. You got to have all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Security. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't want too much security.
No.
I mean, yeah. Draw attention to yourself.
Right.
Next up, if you win the Powerball, the $643 million, will you go either big game hunting, some deep sea fishing expedition, or fly fishing like out west? Will any of these hunting fishing adventures be something that you partake in?
You know, I'm not a hunter.
I know.
So that's not. That's not going to happen. Nor do I want to go to on a safari. I have no desire to go to the continent of Africa.
Okay.
I'm sure it's, and I hear great things about safaris and all that, and how cool it is to see the animals up close. I just don't really have that. That's not in me. So the other two were deep sea fishing
or fly fishing or any epic adventure.
I don't think I'd want to go deep sea fishing. I don't like to be that far away. Like, I don't like to take a 5-hour boat ride to get to the middle of a spot in the ocean and the deep water. No, that doesn't appeal to me. The fly fishing trip out west. Could I see myself going to some, river in Idaho, the Snake River in Idaho? Is it Idaho where that is?
Or Alberta. Like you get some rural.
I could see myself doing that.
Okay.
Get a guide. Let's do some fly fishing. Really, fly fishing is just about spending time with some buds, and you're just, it's very relaxing. So I'd like to do that. Get the waders, sit in the water.
Kang, you got a big game hunting, deep sea fishing, or fly fishing?
I agree with Gator. I am not a fan of hunting for sport at all, unless it's for food or population control. That's just not for me. I actually hate seeing just unbelievable animals getting hunted down for.
I'm disgusted by big game hunting.
It's not for me.
Like you said, for food.
Yeah, or population control.
Or population control, I get it.
Yeah, 100%.
For just to put a trophy on your wall, I think it's disgusting.
Not for me. The fly fishing thing is cool because I probably wouldn't even care about catching anything. Like you're right, Gator. I'm just out there chilling, enjoying the scenery, nature, the companionship of your buddies or whoever's out there with you. And if you do happen to catch a few, throw them on the pan
or
and eat one.
Yeah. Trout's good.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, would you have any type of cosmetic surgery?
No.
You want calf implants? No, you got good calves, though.
I don't need
calves. You got good calves, man.
No, I'm not into the.
Nothing?
No. I mean, maybe I'd have some sort of eye surgery to look more into that.
Yeah.
Well, but
BBL?
I would not be able to see like a freaking. What'd you just say?
BBL. It's a Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, you wouldn't do a Brazilian butt lift.
No.
It's all the rage.
I mean, it's kind of flat back there anyway.
Well, that's why you need a BBL.
I don't have a fat backside. It's just, it is what it is.
That's what a BBL gives you.
So do I need, you think I need? No. I don't.
Guys don't need, nobody needs it. Let's be clear.
Right?
Kang, you, any cosmetic surgery if you hit the Powerball?
At that point, I won't care that I'm short. So, that's the only thing I can think of is get taller, but
do frosted tips count?
Yeah, right. Doug, would you go to Turkey?
No, I wouldn't. plus, I don't buy tickets.
So I know. I don't get to participate. I just gave you money.
I'll tell you what, Doug. Yeah. If I win, not only will I pay for your children's education
yes.
as far as they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And yours too, Kang. If you wanted to go to Turkey, mm-hmm. I would fund the trip for you.
Yes. And then he'll go to Dayton with you after.
Let's not push it.
That's never going to happen. No, I think I'd pass.
Okay.
But thank you. I appreciate the offer.
It's there for you.
Final thing,
I'm
Gator.
I'm so generous.
Would you start a band or a team where you foot the bill, like a hockey team or the basketball tournament team? Would you like basically buy your way into one of these things?
No, but what I would do is I would get some musicians together that I know and say to them, I will pay and foot all the costs for you guys to come up with an album. I want you guys to work together and take your time with it, but don't worry about studio time or who to hire as a producer or any of the costs involved. I got all that taken care of. In fact, I will pay for your time, so it's worth your time to go ahead and create this thing. But that's what
you're going
to
basically sponsor an album.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the money guy, man. You're the investor.
Would you pay for a team, Kang, or something?
And I'm paying the guys to play, too.
I know you're not a musician.
No, but I like music. Maybe I should make my own album.
Would you buy your way into a band?
Right? Yeah, I could
become a DJ. Would you become a DJ, maybe?
Yeah. Anyone can do that. No, I don't think anyone can do that. But I, you know what? Why not? Why not? I'm rich.
Yeah.
Throw one out there. It flops.
Where do you want to play in Vegas?
Exactly. Probably Encore Beach Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Real question, one quick one before we go. Would you guys, jackpot's insane, right? It's just life-changing money, whatever. I tell you, hey, both of you can win it. You know, take home the $300 million, whatever it is. Cash, walk away.
It's like $200 million, yeah.
Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Full body tattoo. Neck to ankle.
No.
No.
No?
No interest.
Wouldn't even think about it.
No. No. I wouldn't even get it.
Well, I know you don't have interest in having the body tattoo, but you get the money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You get to win the money if you get a full body tat.
Yes. I would do that. Yeah, so we get a full body tattoo.
That means your face, too. I said neck to ankle.
Neck to ankle.
For $300 million? Yes, I would do that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, Gator?
No.
You don't have that big, like...
I don't.
Like, warship on your back?
Nope.
I mean, then the next question is, would you fill your body with?
A giant Greg Luzinski portrait on your back.
Brooks Robinson on your thigh.
How deep are we going with this? Does that mean we have to get we got to get down
No, you said we got to get down there. No.
Maybe I wouldn't.
I'll leave you alone there. Just butt cheeks, both.
There you go. Gator, I want to get your thoughts on Sergei Fedorov's number being retired. We will do that when we continue here on Carson Anderson. 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents, and many law firms don't specialize. They focus on many different areas of the law. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. They're board certified in truck accident law. They've been voted into the Truck Accident Lawyer Hall of Fame. They've taught over 300 truck accident legal seminars in 26 states. They're qualified. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.